and you say, well, if it doesn't fit me, I guess I have to go to the store and buy a what? I was thinking about, would you describe man's clothes? What kind of clothes did you used to, when you were young, wear to church? Did you wear a suit? Or?
Yes, sir.
Would you describe how many pieces was there in this?
Oh, I wore a coat and pants, a suit.
Did you have anything under the coat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have under clothes, huh?
Yes. And how about between your shirt and your coat, did you have anything?
Shirt and coat. Vest.
Is that what you called it?
I used to wear vests sometimes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And how did you keep your trousers up?
I always mostly kept mine up with suspenders, because I have wool belts and but suspenders.
And
vests, suspenders.
If you wore a suit to church, what would you wear to the barn to work in? How would you describe that then?
If I was going to work, overalls and jumper.
Uh-huh.
Or sweater.
Okay. And if somebody has too much in his pockets, as I have, you say he's got so much in his pockets, he's got so much stuff in his pockets that they what? I mean, what would you say about a pocket like that? Look at that. You say that's
Bundly. Bundle up. He got a buoy too, bundle in his pockets.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you, Mr. Is it about time for you to eat?
No, sir.
I have some more questions, but I don't want to keep you from
lunch. No, sir. No, sir. I haven't been too long eating. I don't eat but twice today.
Oh, is that right? If it's all right, then I'd like to ask you some more questions about this has to do some more with the farm. What did you keep? You had these outhouses. What did you keep the corn in?
Crib. We call them cribs. Yeah. Corn cribs.
And how about small grain? What did you keep that in? What did you keep the oats in?
Well, we didn't deal with them too much. Mm-hmm. We never did shell the oats out. We always fed them, let them go on with the hay. I used to plant some oats. Mm-hmm. Just cut it and not thrash them.
I see.
Of course, I remember once or twice my father and the other kid, like the old horse gin I was talking about, boy, the fellas thrashing, and they planted wheat across that, two or three neighbors, and they made their own flour, and they cut that wheat with these old cradles, they call them, old blade about 3.5 feet long hook, and had three or four wooden arms above it, made it something like that. Mm-hmm. And he'd get around and take a long rake all the way around, come on in to him, have that thing sharp, and turn it right over and empty it in a pie. Mm-hmm. And then he'd take some of that straw and tie that up as a bundle of wheat. Now they cut that stuff and put so many bundles together and stand it up and bundle it in a shock.
I see.
And let it dry. Mm-hmm. Well, the boy, they hold it to the gin, the old mules, four of them to it. They had a